Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Beaumar Chant. We appreciate you stopping by this evening. We have a fantastic Missouri Tiger for you. And if you know Missouri football, then you know our guest, Mike Shearer, the standout linebacker and very productive. And we kind of like to say he's the sure thing in that run game on defensive side of the ball. But, Mike, with that said, we appreciate you stopping by. You just got done with practice. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm about 10 minutes off the field, so I'm fresh off. Still haven't showered yet, but I'll get there soon.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time and getting done with practice and joining us. So, I mean, can you believe your time at Missouri's almost? I mean, you have a whole season ahead of you, but can you believe you're the guy that's probably leading the defensive squad instead of seeing somebody else up there kind of doing what you're going to be doing this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's really flown by. But I think I've progressed throughout my career. I'm ready for the leadership position that I'm in. And, it's actually funny seeing, we just had a bunch of new walk-ons come in, seeing the way the walk-ons look at me. They, kind of back off, scared to kind of come up close to talk. I remember when, I wasn't necessarily a walk-on, but that was me the first day looking at the old leaders when I was a freshman. And now seeing guys look at me that way is definitely a little different.
And for you, I mean, football since you were a young kid, I mean, growing up, I mean, you're 5 or 6 years old. I mean, did you have a ball in your hand? And what was the favorite thing that, what sport you loved the most?
Yeah, forever. I played football forever. I started when I was 5. I have 3 brothers, and one of them's 2 years older. So when he was 7, that's when the league starts, when you're 7. And, I was 5. Me and my 7-year-old brother at the time were the exact same size. So my parents would let me. I don't think my mom liked it. My dad's a big football head, though, so my dad had me playing. He was coaching. First ever game I actually played in the it was called the Trans World Dome back then. It was the Rams Stadium back when the Rams were the greatest show on turf. We played at halftime of a preseason game. I'll never forget that. That was my very first time putting on pads and playing. I come from a football family. Everybody played. My dad played forever. And it's basically been ingrained in me since I was a young kid.
Nice. And how do you kind of emerge as the guy, the linebacker? I'm sure you probably played a ton of positions growing up, but, how did you kind of settle in at that linebacker spot? And obviously you got recruited heavily because of it.
Yeah, well, when I was little, I was a little chunky. I was always very athletic. I was a really good basketball player, but I was always a little chunky. So I started off playing like left guard. That was when I was playing up with older kids. I was playing 2 years up. I was like a left guard. And, as I started, the kids started to get to my age where I could play with kids my age. I played a little bit of fullback, but I was still, that chunky athletic kid. And when I got to about 5th grade, I started growing a little taller and growing into my body. And that's when I started playing a little bit of quarterback. I played quarterback for a couple of years. I was playing for my dad. So, I was your typical coach's son playing quarterback. And as I got to 8th grade, I grew. In 8th grade, I was probably, 5'11", 6 foot tall, about 180 at the time. And I got to be a really good running back because I just still had the athleticism in me. I would play running back. I scored like 50 touchdowns in my 8th grade year. Playing running back.
Wow!
I got to high school. They were like, "Oh, you're big. You're gonna have to play lineman." I was like, "Just wait till you see," kind of deal. I listened to what people said, but it was kind of just like wait and see. And like 2nd game, the starting running back on the varsity went down, and they went in. I went in, had like 300 yards and like three touchdowns. And so ever
that
since
night,
then,
that game,
yeah, that game as
wow.
a freshman, and that's where my career kind of took off. And, I played linebacker and running back as a freshman on the varsity. And I just kept playing those positions, kept playing. And I always knew, I had the athleticism and the size and the body to play linebacker. And that just is what kind of took over. So I just used my athleticism to learn how to play linebacker.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Mike Shearer, the Missouri Tigers linebacker here on the C2P. We're talking college football. And if you miss any of this podcast in its entirety, you folks out there know you can always check it out at iTunes. We already have it posted here on our campus report at collegerepro.com. And you can also find it at Block Talk Radio. So I'm curious. So this guy goes down and you start getting fed the ball. I know you can't be arrogant about it, but I mean, do you say "I told you so" to your coaches after the game, or did they say, "Wow, we really missed this"?
I wanted to. I mean, what happened was, I got really lucky. You know, I was coming into a very, very good, well-known football program in St. Louis. Like, I'm talking back-to-back state runner-up type deal. And I was just going in there as a wide-eyed kid, hoping I'd get a shot just to be with the varsity. And it was like the second game of the year, the starting running back went down. And you know, I stepped in and you know, it was actually ended up being a close game, but I scored like 3 touchdowns, had like, you know, close to 300 yards. And so I went and I was playing running back then. And then the very next game, the starting linebacker who I was behind, he went down, got hurt, tore his ACL. And so then I played on offense and defense, starting both ways as a freshman, like 3 games in, and I was playing well. And you know, my coach came to me and it was like, you know, "Hey, you can't have you playing both ways. We're going to keep you at linebacker, just linebacker." So next thing you know, next game comes up, and there's a senior they put in my spot at running back. He goes down, breaks his collarbone. On like one of the first plays, breaks his collarbone. I scored, I think, 4 touchdowns that game when I went in. And coach comes to me and goes, "All right, we changed our mind. Still can't play both ways. You're a freshman, but you're playing running back now." So that's kind of where that all started, and it just kind of took off. And after I was done being a freshman, they let me play both ways the rest of my career.
And now you're off, and then you were off to Missouri. I mean, you play as a true freshman. And I, Mike, I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I go back, I always admire any guy that can basically come off, you know, the high school football field and step up. I mean, you know, not like you're stepping up to a small time, even a small time program, as I still consider. But I mean, stepping up to the SEC level. I mean, that's very impressive, and obviously you've carved out a terrific collegiate career at Mizzou, and, you know, Gary Pinkel leaves, I mean, Barry Odom takes over. I mean, what was that like going through last year, and what are your expectations on maybe the terminology of if anything will change defensively this year?
I mean, it was definitely really tough, you know, kind of having that – we had obviously had a tough season last year just in general. And then going through all we went through and then hearing Coach was leaving, you know, that's all I knew. All I knew was Coach Pinkel. He's the one who recruited me. He's the only college head coach I ever played for. You know, I didn't know, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking somebody's going to come in, change the whole deal. Everything's going to be different. You know, God knows what's going to happen, who he's going to bring in, if I'm going to like it, if I'm going to hate it. Because I had loved being at Mizzou for so long, and now everything's going to be different in my mind. So it's just like kind of like a period of unknowing what's going to happen. And then having my old coach, you know, Coach Odom being the one that they picked, in my situation, it couldn't have been any better. I couldn't have been any happier. And it's the change that's taken place from last year to this year with, you know, the staff and everything has been awesome. It's been a learning process for everybody, but it's made Missouri football a lot better because of it.
Nice, and I'm sure, you know, definitely a trying time last season, but I do think you're in good hands with Coach Odom, you know, and keeping things intact. I mean, for you on a personal level, I mean, as you look at this landscape, I'm sure, you know, you probably daydream. I mean, all you guys do about getting to that next level. I mean, you know, besides staying healthy and having Missouri, you know, reach their maximum potential as a team, I mean, do you have any personal goals? I mean, on just the Mike Shear side of things, I mean, is there anything personally that you want to accomplish before you leave college?
Yeah, selfishly, I do. And it's actually funny that we just get done talking about Coach Odom because he's like, I think, 5th or 6th overall in Missouri history in tackles. And I'm about 140 tackles away, and I think that's a very real in this defense that we have run. I think that's a very realistic goal for me. And you know, actually, I have that number hung up in my room right now, and I plan on crossing it off every week till I get there. And I told Coach Odom I'm going to get there. I told him my name will be ahead of his on the list after this year. And you know, I think for me personally, when it comes to being selfish and having a personal goal, That's number one on the list is getting that 141st tackle and, you know, passing up coach on the list so I can come in the next day and say, hey, coach, I passed you up.
Okay, you're at 139, and Coach Odom decides to be stubborn. He pulls you out of the game. What do you do?
Run in there myself.
I'm just trying. I know he wouldn't do that, but just funny stuff. And then for you, I mean, let's break down what you do. I mean, why are you the special player? I mean, why are you one of the guys that the Tigers, you know, count on? I mean, let's kind of talk, you know, off the field, what makes you special, and then when, you know, they're breaking down game film, what makes you special there as well?
You know, I spend so much time, you know, off the field in the film room watching. I think that's my advantage is a lot of times when people line up, I know I kind of have a good idea of what's coming, and that helps me react a little faster, be in a better position a little faster. I think I just can, in the box, I know how to move. I know how to get around. I know how to get past people. And I know, you know, like with film study, with seeing your formation, seeing what kind of plays you run out of those formations, you get a sense of where the ball is going to hit. And if you can beat the lineman, you can beat the fullback, you can beat the tight end to the spot and get to the spot before they are, it gives you a chance to be that much more successful. And I think that's what I do best. You know, I think I have the talent and ability to get to plays, and having the mental talent and the mental ability and the mental fortitude to be able to read plays before they happen only allows me to get there even quicker. You know, it just I think when the ball is snapped, I have a good idea of what's going on, and I think that helps me a whole lot. I think that's the strength of my game. I also think, you know, being a middle linebacker, you got to be the quarterback out there. You got to know everything. You got to know what everybody's doing. You got to know where everybody's going, so you know where the ball's going to hit when it does hit. And I think, you know, I think I work my ass off outside of the field, and I think that's what really pays off on the field for me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Mike Scheer, the Mizzou standout linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. We've stopped in often. You guys always know iTunes, the Campus Report, and Blog Talk Radio, all avenues to find out more about this young man as he embarks on his final collegiate season with the Missouri Tigers. For you, I mean, this upcoming year, I mean, we talked about, you know, the goals of personal, and I love the insight and the detail about the tackles. Your teammates, you know, I mean, I think of what Evan Byam, I talked to him down at the Reese's Senior Bowl, and it was fun speaking with him. I mean, who do you miss most that maybe has already gone on the bigger, better things, or you know, or out of Missouri, and who are your closest teammates now?
Evan was actually funny you mentioned. He was my roommate. He's been my roommate
whole
college career until he left. We lived together for, I guess, 3 years until he moved on to bigger and better things. You know, me and him still keep close contact just about every week. But, you know, the guy who really changed things around for me was Marcus Golden. I grew up with Marcus. I've known Marcus forever. I was actually an eighth grader. You know, basketball was my first love. I was an eighth grader playing in the high school league against Marcus. You know, it's like I was the leading scorer on my team. He was the leading scorer on his team. And, you know, here I am, a young 14-year-old going against an 18-year-old. Me and him were just battling back and forth. And after the game, me and him kind of, you know, got to know each other, sat down, talked for a minute, and I'll never forget his dad said, you know, you guys will see each other sooner or later at a different level. And we didn't know we'd be on the same team together, but, you know, that's something we would always talk about is that day, that very day, I was an eighth grader, I think he was a junior in high school, his pops, he said it, you know, and he's the kid who motivated me to I think, believe in myself more than anything. I had the ability, but when you get to a level like this where everybody's got ability, you got to believe in yourself. You got to have that belief that you are just as good, if not better, than all these kids out here. And once I started to believe in myself, that's when I saw my game take off. And so, you know, Marcus, I consider him one of my best friends. And I talk to him a lot. We keep in touch every week, and he seems to motivate me more than anybody else. So I would say, you know, throughout my whole Mizzou career, my best friend here, the guy who I look to the most, and still continue to look to is definitely Marcus Golden. We just, I think coming up together from St. Louis, there's something that we just got, you know, and we always seem to click.
That's awesome. And folks out there listening, Marcus was a second round pick in 2015, obviously out of Missouri.
Yes.
And he's playing with the Arizona Cardinals now. So a talented kid, and it's great for the insight that the inside story on the relationship, how you guys keep in touch. Well, dude, this has been, we have so many guys that come on the show, but Mike, I'm not saying this because we're talking to you now. Probably one of my favorite shows I've done in a year. We probably do 300 prospect shows a year. So this minus all the other shows. I mean, we just had Mike Leach on earlier today from Washington State. So like I said, but just you come across as just a great kid. I mean, you seem like the epitome of what a coach would want when they draw up the perfect guy to, you know, play middle linebacker for him. And I can't wait to find out, beyond this collegiate level where you land. But with that said, we do like to throw some off the wall, lighthearted questions your way before we wrap things up. You ready for a shot with those?
I think I'm ready.
All right. Now, these questions were asked to any Missouri teammate that's come on, because we asked you the same questions. I know Evan answered them as well. If you had to choose a profession after college, are we more likely to see you as a runway model or a lead singer of a boy band?
Oh, geez. I have a terrible voice, so my only choice is a runway model.
Excellent. And if I'm coming over to dinner, what is the best meal that you're going to be able to prepare for me?
Best meal. I'll cook you up some chicken, and I'll ask my mom for her cheesy potato recipe. That's all I got, though.
Hey, that's all. That's what you – some guys,
It might be pretty good.
Sometimes they're just saying we're ordering Domino's. So, some guys are very, very talented, as the cuisine is mentioned.
I got to do something nice for you, you know?
And then the final one, and I'm going to switch this up. Usually I have some other reserved questions, but I'm going to switch this up. Will you ever ask, or have you asked Coach Pinkel, or will you ask Coach Odom, is there a play in there designed for you that maybe to carry the football so we can see those 8th grade 50 touchdown skills?
Every single day, I've been asking that question my entire career at MSU. I offer, it was a joke, but when the offense was struggling last year, I offered to bring my highlight tape into the coaches so they can check it out, see where they can use me at. Every single day, but I always tell them, I say, hey, when the ball's on the 50 and we need something long, I said, that's not my specialty. When the ball's on the 2-yard line, you need somebody to put in the end zone, I said, that's when you need to call my number up.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, Mike, I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, knock this thing out of the ballpark, and I'll probably be seeing you down the road as well. And we just appreciate you right after practice for stopping and joining us here on the C2P.
Hey, I appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mike Shear, the standout Missouri Tigers linebacker, kind enough to join us on the show. Folks out there listening, you guys know the Campus Report here at College of Pro, Blog Talk Radio, and free at iTunes if you want to listen to this podcast again. As always, we appreciate our special guest, Mike Shear, for joining us. And also, if you miss any of the other podcasts, you'll find them there. Thanks for listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.